Hi there, this is episode 16 of the M. Roberts Power Minute. I'm with the special guest today, Cat One Cage. Say hello.
Hi, guys.
First of all, congratulations on your victory tonight. Are you still undefeated in SWA?
Yeah, of course, in singles competition at least.
How about your win-loss record in the academy wrestling? How is that going for you?
I do not wish to discuss the academy at this time, thanks.
Okay, sorry my dad for that. Okay, we've got some questions here for you. First of all, what's your favourite Emma Roberts movie?
Favourite Emma Roberts movie? I can't remember the name of it. What's the one with the school?
Wild Child.
Wild Child!
Yeah! Wild Child is amazing.
Isn't it though?
That is probably mine as well.
It's just feel good. I love it.
Do you like where she goes, "Who are we?"
In it.
Yeah. So good. Okay. Okay, what's your earliest Emma Roberts memory?
I remember her like originally from Unfabulous. Mm-hmm. I think I was like a teen then, so yeah.
You're laughing
like,
well she last back
yeah,
then,
yeah.
Okay. Would you ever do a legitimate MMA cage fight in the UFC with Emma Roberts?
Oh my god, I'd love to. That'd be amazing. I'm gonna start Muay Thai this summer, so like, and then next year, maybe in the summer, I'm gonna do BJJ. So maybe the year after, give me a shout, Emma Roberts.
So yeah, unfortunately, this lady here is a stand-in. My previous guy was gonna come in, and we were gonna start shit with you about MMA versus wrestling. He was gonna say wrestling is fake and stuff.
Oh, well, that's just mean. I'm glad he's not you. I'm glad you're here.
She's a nice silent laugh. Anyway, he does like Muay Thai and stuff, so yeah, you could rather. I mean, he was going to be horrible to you.
Well,
that was
me.
The plan. I know, yeah, but you know, you're heel, aren't you? So. Okay, have you heard of the Emma Roberts hype conspiracy?
No.
Okay, can I show you something right here? Come on, get the camera in on this one.
Oh my god, okay.
This is very important. In fact, have you heard my podcast before?
No, I haven't.
I can tell you I haven't because you wouldn't agree to be on it otherwise. Okay, now. Evan Peters.
Yeah.
It's 5'7".
Okay.
As you can see, yep.
Yeah.
Emma Roberts is 5'2". Yeah?
Yeah.
Now that makes sense for an athlete, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know how tall a silverback gorilla is?
No.
A silverback gorilla is 7 foot tall. Yeah?
Okay.
So, how do you explain this? Emma Roberts is clearly at least 8 foot tall in this photo. How do you explain this?
That isn't a silverback gorilla.
What do you mean that's not
that's
a silverback?
A chimp.
What the fuck do you mean that's a silverback gorilla?
That is. Look at his lips. They're like. He's a chimp.
Sarah. Is this a silverback gorilla?
It's a chimp, right?
That's a silverback.
It's a chimp. I told you it's a chimp. See. Right, thanks.
So you have heard about that now.
Good theory though, but okay. It's inaccurate.
Okay. Now, if Emma Roberts was watching your match, yeah, and she got very excited, yeah,
okay,
and started having a stroke.
Oh my god, okay.
In the front row.
Yeah.
Would you give her a hand?
Of course I would, yeah.
Would you now? She said she'd give Emma Roberts a hand if she had a stroke, you know what I mean? You know, she's having a stroke, you know what I mean? Have a look. Would you give her a hand still?
Yes.
She's a good lass. Okay, we got some fan questions now from the Emma Roberts fan base here.
Okay.
Sorry about this. I actually have been very nervous about doing this. I know I've met you before, but you know, I was dressed as a woman then, so it's a bit different.
Cool.
Okay. This is from Sarah here. I don't know what. Would you ever considering changing your colour scheme to orange? Obviously, you have the purple colour scheme. I don't know what this has to do with Emma Roberts. What is this got to do with Emma Roberts? It's a fucking Emma Roberts podcast. We are allowed to swear, by the way.
Are we actually? Okay.
Yeah, go on.
I have a fucking question. You got rid of it and moved it to a different one.
Yeah, because it was shit.
What do you mean?
Well, would you ever consider changing to orange rather than purple?
Like my wrestling gear.
Yeah.
Orange doesn't really look good on me, I don't think. So no. No.
Why do you make me ask you that question? You can ask any question in the world. It's not even Emma Roberts really, okay.
Okay, no.
This is from Lewis Richards, a big fan, he's a bit of a twat. Also, yeah, I work with him, yeah, and he said he hates you, by the way. He's seen you wrestle before and he hates you. You are heel, so take that as a compliment.
Fuck you, Lewis. fuck you.
Yeah, thanks. Fuck you, Lewis.
I don't normally swear, so thanks for making me do that.
Okay, after wrestling, do you plan on having a movie career like a Welsh Emma Roberts?
Oh, that would be fantastic. I don't know if I'm that good of an actress. I mean, I've, like, auditioned for stuff and I've never got it, so...
I've seen your stand-up, that Welsh stand-up thing.
The crowd, like, they made it look worse than it was, like, honestly, like S4C did. Like,
it's
hard, especially in Welsh, because, like, it's hard to wrap your tongue around. Like, I'm fluent, but it's a hard language.
Me and Pablo loved that interview. It's our favourite one.
Is it actually?
Yeah. Okay, Michael Doyle here. How much do you think Emma Roberts weighs? I don't actually have an answer to this, so I don't know why I'm asking you.
I'd say probably, like, 8 stone, maximum. Maximum.
How much do you think she weighs, Emma Roberts?
Probably about the same as what Cameron Cage said.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm right, I'll tell you why.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, I'm basing this estimation on the fact that I'm also 5'2", and once upon a time I was as skinny as she is, and I was about 8 stone, so that's how I'm getting the estimation.
That is technical
science.
Stuff. Technical stuff.
Science.
I weigh 24 stone. So she weighs about a third, like, much as my belly here. I also. Oh, sorry, Simon Brown. Let me tell you something, Cat 1K. My apologies, for wearing this. I didn't think about this morning. I'm assuming my nips are showing through, and it's quite see through.
That's right.
So,
good to see you. Meet
what you. Wrestling move do you think would it make Emma Roberts tap out?
She's quite small, isn't she? Really? Like, we're the same height, and as I've just guessed, maybe she's like 8 stone. So anything.
Any move?
Anything, yeah. Whatever I wrapped it up in, she'd tap out.
Ooh.
She would.
Ooh. Very good indeed.
Like a tap.
Okay, this one's from Karamia Princess of Pablo Stan.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I can't wait. Okay.
Okay, it's probably obvious, to be honest. Why are you still scared of Pablo? Is it because he is a virile sex machine?
Of course it is. Like,
my phone's completely died, sorry.
What? We lost video.
Yeah, because I told you my phone doesn't have enough memory.
Bloody hell. Okay, well, we're going to have to do this thingy.
Just
be
special.
Yeah, sorry.
Take care, I'll see you later.
Bye.
Take care, catch you soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See you later.
See you later.
See you. Simon, I'm going. I'll drop you a message, all the information. Thanks for your help.
This is some backstage SWA information. Yeah. I shouldn't be back here.
No.
I feel naughty.
Yeah.
Do you have any memories of this photograph?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
What is with your face, by the way? I've never asked you here.
I'm trying to get a giant cherry Bakewell off of me and, like, look like I'm dabbing at the same time.
It's beautiful here.
Are you going to put this picture up, like, because
of
the last video?
Course,
this is fabulous.
Look how beautiful look I am.
You look amazing.
Yeah, okay.
He's got a close-up of it. Please show that at this point as well. Thank you.
You took this picture, didn't you? You cropped that photo.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that's it really. Thank you, Cap 1K. You're a good I'll let you go
that was
now.
Really fun.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye everyone. Okay, so we are recording on the 19th of the 5th, 2018. This is going to be after the Cat 1 Cage special. I'm here with Sarah Trindell. How are you?
I'm fine. We've just finished work. There's some customers that we serve currently in this pub.
Why don't you go say hello to them?
I'd rather not.
Why not? Go on, say hello.
No.
Okay. What we're doing here is, this is like a... As I said, this is going to be after the Cat 1 Cage stuff. So we're going to go through our planning. So you've heard it already. Now this is like a behind the scenes extra, because it's going to be a really short episode. We don't have much time with her. So yeah, what's your opinion of Cat 1 Cage?
Last time I saw her, she looked pretty good. She wrestled quite well. I don't really remember. I couldn't see. Didn't have my glasses. I still don't.
Why didn't you bring your glasses? You knew you were going to see her today.
Because I forgot. You messaged me like half an hour before I needed to leave for work. I'd literally just woken up.
Yeah, that's the best time to do it.
Yeah, but I didn't know where they were.
Okay, so Cat 1 Cage, if you're listening, now I presume you're going to listen to this episode since you're on it. The general idea first was my friend Adam Earnshaw is a MMA fighter. He was what the plan originally was to basically take the piss out of you. He was going to say that wrestling is fake, and he just annoy you generally. But unfortunately, he is skiving today, so we just got Sarah Trundell.
Yeah, I'm his replacement. If you don't know Adam Earnshaw, he was in Thailand for a few years, fighting people, mostly cage fighting for his passport back. Apart from that, not much else.
He has actually been in prisons, a prison fighter, because apparently they pay like Thai prisoners to fight people, according to him. I'm not even joking. So yeah, the general idea was that we just generally annoy you, Kat Von Cage, but you know, unfortunately for me, I have to do it solo, so I'm hopefully I would have been very nice to you. I might not have been. I might have been a dick still, but the plan is to be nice. And Sarah Trundell, did you actually want to be on this podcast at all, like on the Kat Von Cage one, or did you just want a video?
I didn't hear the question. I wasn't listening.
Harsh, that is. Harsh. How have you zoned out already? Is it because Tim's over there? I know, not that Tim, I mean that Tim.
No, I was thinking about my drink, actually.
What? Have I bought you a drink?
Yeah. A pint of a dark fruit Strongbow.
That's how rich I am, bitches. Any bitches out there, I am a rich man today. I bought this lovely lady a Strongbow.
Yeah, he's just rolling in the 1p coins.
Yeah, boy. Okay, now, so what type of questions do you think I should be asking Kat Von Cage?
Polite and inoffensive ones, to be honest. I mean, there are going to be children there.
I don't know what we're going to do. We might be doing it in the loo's, all I know. She hasn't really said.
You got to have an authentic flush to make it more sort
yeah, boy.
Of realistic.
Here's what I'm thinking of asking her. So we got standard one. What's your favourite Emma Roberts movie? Yeah, what do you reckon to that one?
Yeah, I reckon that's it's an Emma Roberts podcast. It's an Emma Roberts themed question. It's not offensive.
What's your earliest Emma Roberts memory? What would you reply to that? In fact, let's just ask the question to you. What's your favourite Emma Roberts movie?
Not entirely sure.
Have you seen any?
Yeah.
Which ones have you seen?
Weird Millers.
Yeah, that's a good one. She makes out with that fella. And fucking Jennifer Aniston makes out with him as well, the cheeky cunt.
He has a very punchable face, that guy.
Yeah, I believe he fucking made out with Emma Roberts and Jennifer Aniston like at the same time, so he's a god.
I can't remember any other movies that she's been in.
So, by default, your favourite Emma Roberts movie is Weird Millers?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay, what's your earliest Emma Roberts memory then?
I think I remember briefly hearing her name at some point when I was young.
When you were young?
Now I'm 80.
You're not 80, you're about 14, ain't you?
What the fuck? No, I'm 21.
Fucking hell. You look good for 21, lass. You look very good for 21.
Not a single wrinkle.
Okay, so what else do I need to ask her? What was that?
It was a burp.
Disgusting. Okay, now, what else? What other good questions? What other nice questions to ask this lovely wrestling lady?
Which one of Emma Roberts' hairstyles she'd have?
Oh, that is fantastic. Yes, Emma Roberts' hairstyles. I like it. How about whether she thinks she could beat Emma Roberts in a fight?
Yeah, that's probably a good one. I reckon she'd probably win.
Who, Emma Roberts?
No, Captain Cage.
I'm going to argue with her that Emma Roberts would win.
Have you ever seen Emma Roberts run, fight, do anything?
I've heard that Emma Roberts beat the shit out of Evan Peters and got arrested for it.
Actually?
Yeah, legit. So she is good at fighting. And you should be slippery as well. Slippery when wet.
Good point.
Exactly.
I mean, there's wrestling and then there's fighting.
Yeah.
Wrestling, you don't really...
Well, wrestling is predetermined. Sorry to spoil the illusion, everyone.
Also, you don't really plan to kill anyone in wrestling, do you? Sort of.
Are you saying, how about a legitimate fight? You reckon Kat Von Cage could be Emma Roberts?
I think Kat Von Cage has got, like, the agility and the strength, you know? Emma Roberts sort of looks a bit flimsy.
How about Emma Roberts oiled up? Nude and oiled. Kat Von Cage, you want me to get her hands on her?
Yeah, she probably...
Remember, Kat Von Cage is Welsh. Is that a negative or a positive to you in terms of fighting?
Probably used to wrestling sheep, so I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Captain Cage, I didn't mean it. Please don't kill me.
Here's a good one, yeah? How about if we ask her if Emma Roberts was front stage at one of Kat Von Cage's wrestling matches, yeah? And she's really excited, yeah? And she has a stroke. What would you do if Emma Roberts had a stroke, Sarah?
I'd ask if she needed any help, I guess.
If Emma Roberts is having a stroke and she says, yes, I would need help, would you give her a hand? Why are you laughing?
Because you...
Emma Roberts has requested you give her a hand when she's having a stroke. Yeah. Would you give her a hand?
Yeah, sure, why not? I just gave an answer.
Would you wash your hands afterwards?
Yes.
Why?
I mean, if I was going to eat some food, you always wash your hands before you eat food.
So you're saying that Emma Roberts is so dirty that after she's having a stroke on the floor, having a horrible fit, you'd wash your hands?
What if she's having a horrible fit on the floor?
Yeah.
If she's having a horrible fit on the floor and the floor's all grimy, then yeah.
Well, I mean, if she's just fingering her fanny.
I mean, I'd probably wash my hands too. You don't really want to keep that stuff on your hands, to be honest.
I don't know, I've got no experience of fingering my fanny. So you're saying that, do you reckon that's a good question to ask her? Ask Kat Von Cage. She's obviously heard it by now. She's like this bit, if she actually listens to this. Because I don't think she fucking listens to this podcast. I wouldn't. This podcast's fucking shit.
She probably doesn't. She probably listened to one of them, got so disturbed that she never wanted to again. I played my housemates, the really drunk one.
Yeah, what did I think?
Lewis nearly pissed himself laughing.
Why? It's not a comedy podcast.
Because you were pissed drunk.
I've never been drunk.
It was the hiccups.
Yeah, the hiccups were good. Okay, so we got we've got some questions here. So what do you reckon do you think Kat Von Cage's answer will be? Do you reckon she would help give her a hand if she was having a stroke?
Well, it depends whether you mean the innuendo stroke or like an actual like brain aneurysm.
That depends on Kat Von Cage's answer.
She might do. I don't know, I don't really know Kat Von Cage as a person.
I tell you what, Emma Roberts, if you ever listen to this, if you're having a stroke, either way, I would help you. Are you saying you wouldn't? You wouldn't help her either way? Or was it...
What?
Would you help Kat Von Cage... Would you help Emma Roberts if she was having a stroke? Either version of having a stroke.
Yeah, sure, why not?
You are... Remember, she is in front of a big wrestling crowd, so it'd be not very private. This is an audio podcast.
I know. Just pulling faces isn't going to solve anything. Yeah, whatever, sure.
It sounds like this. That's the sound she's making. She's going at it really hard. She's having a good stroke. Would you help her out? Would you... If like one of the heel wrestlers pulled her in the middle of the stage, yeah, she's having a giant stroke, would you get up there in front of everyone and help her? That's the noise. That's the noise.
I mean you can always say, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that, but I don't think you really know until you're in that situation.
Well, whether you'd help her if she's having a stroke.
I'd probably stare in horror like a majority of people.
Well, if she was having a fit in the middle of the ring, you'd just stare. That's harsh, you are. I can't believe it.
You can't really do much. If they're having a fit on the floor, you can't really do much, apart from just make sure they're not going to smack their head on anything.
What happens if she's having a stroke?
Stare in horror.
Would you have a stroke as well in some sort of, you know, like, if she's like, I don't want to embarrass, she's having a stroke, would you just lay next to her and have a stroke as well?
I'm not into exhibitionism, so no. Fuck, I can't speak. hopefully most people know.
So you're saying you wouldn't like to have a fit next to Emma Roberts? I wouldn't either, to be honest.
This conversation is going round and round in fucking circles.
This is the worst podcast ever. Have your fucking drink, woman. Okay, so any final words? I mean, it's going to be a few hours away. You're going to meet her soon. Any final words for Kaplan Cage?
Did you notice our single white beard hair?
Ooh, it's good, isn't it? Kaplan Cage, do you notice my top is strangely see-through and my nipples are showing?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, baby. So, yeah, all right, Kat Von Cage, you're a good lass. Thank you for the interview, by the way, and...
I'm so sorry.
Why are you sorry? Why are you sorry? Tell us why you're sorry.
Because Al's kind of creepy.
Why am I creepy? Yeah, that guy told you to shut the fuck up. Yeah, he's telling you to shut the fuck up, that guy over there.
How do you know he wasn't telling you to shut the fuck up?
No, he's telling
you
to shut the fuck up.
No, he's probably telling you. Do you mean drink my drink? I've drank more drink than you.
What?
Slow reaction to when you were just like, drink your drink, woman.
Drink your drink, woman. They're cheering you on.
They're not.
All right. See ya. Bye.